You know, in his last podcast, Dr. Baxman really got me thinking about AI bias in healthcare.
Yeah.
It's fascinating how AI can revolutionize things.
Yeah.
Like orthodontics, offering this personalized care and better outcomes.
Right.
But then I started to think about, like, what about the data these algorithms learn from?
Yeah.
Could existing biases, like in research and clinical trials, seep into the AI and impact the treatment decisions?
It's a crucial question, and the answer, unfortunately, is not a simple one.
Right.
AI, as powerful as it is, essentially mirrors the data it's trained on. If that data reflects historical biases or underrepresentation of certain patient groups, those same biases can show up in AI-driven diagnostics and treatment plans.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's like that old saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. And that's why Dr. Baxman's emphasis on diverse and inclusive data sets is so critical.
Right.
He's highlighted how underrepresentation in research, such as the historical lack of women in heart disease trials, has led to potential gaps in our understanding and treatment of certain conditions.
So then that brings us to orthodontics.
Right.
How might similar biases be impacting this field?
Well, think about it. Orthodontic AI relies heavily on data from research studies, clinical records, and imaging.
Yeah.
If these sources aren't truly representative of the diverse population seeking orthodontic care, the AI's ability to accurately diagnose, predict outcomes, and personalize treatment plans could be compromised.
So what we're essentially saying is that AI in orthodontics holds immense promise.
Yes.
But also carries the risk of inheriting and perpetuating existing biases.
Precisely. And that's why it's essential to define what we mean by bias in this context.
Okay.
Riello and his colleagues offered a valuable definition.
Interesting.
Back in 1988.
Fair.
Describing bias in orthodontics as the failure to achieve desired treatment outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
This failure, they argued, can stem from flawed analysis of a patient's case or the selection of an inappropriate treatment approach.
So bias in this sense isn't just about fairness or representation.
Right.
It's about the very efficacy of the treatment.
Exactly. And if an AI system is trained on biased data, it could lead to misdiagnoses, inaccurate predictions, and ultimately suboptimal care for certain patients.
Wow.
That's why Dr. Baxman's work on mitigating these biases is so crucial.
Yeah.
He's advocating for a more nuanced approach to AI development.
Okay.
One that recognizes and addresses these inherent challenges.
One area where this challenge becomes particularly interesting is in multimodal learning.
Right.
Can you explain a bit more about how this works?
Yeah.
That bias might factor in?
Certainly, multimodal learning, in essence, is AI's ability to combine different types of data.
But then there's
text measurements
for
more comprehensive and accurate predictions.
Okay.
Think about an orthodontic AI analyzing a patient's x-ray, their dental records, and even notes from their clinical examination. All of this information creates a richer picture of their individual needs.
That sounds incredibly powerful, but where does the potential for bias come in?
The simplest approach to multimodal learning is what we call early fusion.
Okay.
This involves combining all the data before feeding it into the AI model.
Okay.
The problem is that the data selection process often involves human judgment, which, as we know, can be subjective and prone to bias.
So even though we're using sophisticated algorithms, the human element in data selection could still introduce bias into the system.
Precisely. And we've seen this play out in some early applications of multimodal AI in orthodontics. For example, studies using this approach for predicting the need for orthognathic surgery or orthodontic extractions achieve impressive accuracy rates, exceeding 90% in some cases.
Wow.
However, these models often relied on manually identified landmarks on x-rays and measurements from dental tasts, introducing a degree of human subjectivity into the process.
That's fascinating. So while these early models demonstrated the potential of multimodal learning, they also highlighted the need for more objective and less biased approaches to data extraction.
Exactly. And that's where Dr. Baxman's insights on neural networks become so relevant.
Okay.
He believes that neural networks, with their ability to learn and adapt, offer a powerful tool for mitigating bias and improving the accuracy of AI in orthodontics.
That's a perfect segue into our next discussion point.
Okay.
Can you delve a bit deeper into how neural networks work and how they might address these challenges?
Absolutely. Neural networks, in essence, are complex computational systems inspired by the structure of the human brain.
Right.
They consist of interconnected nodes that process and transmit information,
yeah,
much like neurons do.
Interesting.
What sets them apart is their capacity for machine learning. Mm-hmm. The ability to learn from data, identify patterns, and make predictions without explicit programming.
So instead of relying on humans to select and interpret data, we're letting the neural network do the heavy lifting.
Precisely. And as Dr. Baxman has pointed out,
yeah,
these networks often exceed human capabilities in recognizing subtle patterns and making complex associations within large data sets.
Wow.
This makes them particularly valuable for minimizing bias in multimodal learning.
Can you give us a concrete example of how this works in orthodontics?
Certainly. Imagine we want to develop an AI system to predict the optimal timing for functional treatment of class 2 malocclusion, a common orthodontic issue.
Right.
Traditional methods relied heavily on the orthodontist's experience and subjective judgment.
And I imagine there was a fair amount of variation in treatment approaches and outcomes.
Exactly. But with a neural network, we can feed in a massive amount of data from patients with class 2 malocclusion.
Okay.
Including their growth patterns, skeletal characteristics, dental development, and treatment outcomes.
Wow.
The network analyzes this data, identifies complex relationships between these factors, and learns to predict the most effective treatment window for each individual patient.
That's incredible. So instead of relying on general guidelines or the orthodontist's intuition, we can now leverage the power of AI to make more precise and personalized treatment decisions.
Precisely. And as Dr. Baxman has emphasized, this level of personalization not only improves outcomes, but also reduces the risk of unnecessary or ineffective treatments, which can be both costly and time-consuming for patients.
It sounds like AI is really shifting the paradigm in orthodontics.
Absolutely.
Moving us towards a more data-driven, personalized approach to care.
Absolutely. And it's not just about treatment decisions.
Right.
AI can also play a crucial role in identifying and mitigating biases in the data itself.
Okay.
Dr. Baxman has spoken about the need for intermediate fusion techniques in multimodal learning.
Okay.
Instead of relying on manual data extraction, which is prone to human bias.
Yeah.
We can use neural networks to extract features and patterns from raw data like x-rays and 3D scans.
So we're essentially letting the AI do the data analysis.
Right.
Reducing the risk of human subjectivity influencing the results.
Exactly. This is a significant step towards creating more objective and reliable AI systems for orthodontics.
This all sounds incredibly promising, but I imagine one of the biggest challenges is getting enough data to train these complex AI models effectively.
You're absolutely right. Data is the lifeblood of AI, and the more diverse and representative the data, the more robust and accurate the AI system will be.
Okay.
But as Dr. Baxman has pointed out, there's a tension between the need for data and the imperative to protect patient privacy.
That's a critical point. We can't sacrifice patient confidentiality in the pursuit of better AI.
Absolutely not. And that's why Dr. Baxman has been advocating for more robust data sharing protocols.
Okay.
And the development of standardized reporting guidelines in orthodontic research.
Can you elaborate a bit more on what that would look like?
Certainly. One example is the Consort AI expansion, which provides specific recommendations for reporting AI-based research in healthcare.
Right.
This ensures transparency and reproducibility, allowing researchers to build upon each other's work and develop more reliable AI models.
So we're talking about creating a more collaborative research environment.
Right.
Where data can be shared and analyzed ethically and responsibly.
Precisely. And this is where Dr. Baxman's vision for expanding the data universe in orthodontics becomes particularly relevant.
Okay.
He believes that we need to move beyond traditional clinical data
and
incorporate a wider range of factors that influence treatment outcomes.
You mean things like demographic data, socioeconomic factors, even environmental influences?
Exactly. By integrating this broader range of data into our AI models, we can gain a more holistic understanding of how various factors interact to shape a patient's orthodontic journey.
Right.
This can lead to more personalized, effective, and equitable care for all.
It's like we're moving from a two-dimensional view of orthodontics to a multidimensional, more nuanced understanding of the factors that contribute to successful treatment.
Precisely. And as Dr. Baxman has often said, the ultimate goal of AI in orthodontics is not to replace human expertise, but to augment it, providing clinicians with the tools and insights they need to make the best possible decisions for their patients.
That's a really powerful point. It's not about AI versus humans.
Exactly.
It's about how we can use AI to enhance human capabilities and improve patient care.
Exactly. And I think that's a perfect segue into our next discussion point.
Okay.
The importance of patient empowerment in the age of AI-driven orthodontics.
I'm eager to hear more about that. How can patients actively participate in this evolving landscape and ensure their voices are heard?
Yeah. As AI becomes more integrated into healthcare, it's crucial for patients to understand how it's being used and what it means for their treatment.
Right.
Dr. Baxman often stresses that AI is a tool.
Mm.
And like any tool, its effectiveness depends on the skill and intention of the user. Patients shouldn't be passive recipients.
Right.
They should be active participants in their care.
So it's about empowering patients to ask the right questions.
Exactly.
And engage in a meaningful dialogue with their orthodontists about how AI is being used in their treatment planning.
Precisely. Patients should feel comfortable asking about the data sources used to train the AI models,
okay,
any potential biases in those models, and how their data is being protected.
Yeah.
Dr. Baxman advocates for transparency in this process.
Hmm.
He believes that open communication builds trust and ensures that patients feel informed and empowered.
That makes sense. After all, it's their health and well-being that's at stake.
Right.
They deserve to understand how these technologies are being applied to their individual cases.
Absolutely. And this brings us back to the importance of addressing bias in the orthodontic AI.
Okay.
As Dr. Baxman has pointed out, even the most sophisticated AI systems can inherit biases from the data they're trained on.
Yeah.
If those biases aren't recognized and mitigated, they can perpetuate existing health disparities. Uh-huh.
And lead to unequal access to quality care.
So it's not just about making AI more accurate.
Right.
It's about making it more equitable.
Exactly. And that's why Dr. Baxman's work on expanding the data universe is so crucial.
Right.
He argues that incorporating a wider range of data, including socioeconomic factors, environmental influences, and genetic predispositions, can help us develop more comprehensive and equitable AI systems.
It sounds like we're talking about a paradigm shift in how we approach orthodontic care, moving beyond a purely clinical focus to consider the broader context of patients' life.
Precisely. And I think that's one of the most exciting aspects of this field.
Yeah.
AI has the potential to help us move from a reactive approach to healthcare,
right,
where we treat problems as they arise, to a more proactive and preventative approach where we identify risks early on and intervene in a more personalized and targeted way.
That's a powerful vision, and it highlights the importance of ongoing research and development in this field. Absolutely, we need to continue exploring the potential of AI, pushing the boundaries of what's possible, while always keeping in mind the ethical implications and the need for patient-centered care.
I think that's a great message to leave our listeners with.
Yeah.
As AI continues to evolve, it's crucial for all of us, clinicians, researchers, and patients alike, to engage in thoughtful dialogue, to ask critical questions, and to work together to ensure that this powerful technology is used responsibly and ethically to improve the health and well-being of all.
Well said. And remember, as Dr. Baxman often reminds us, the future of orthodontics is not about replacing human expertise with AI.
Right.
It's about finding ways for these two forces to complement and enhance each other, creating a more personalized, effective, and equitable approach to care for all.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep striving for a better future for orthodontics and for all those who benefit from its transformative power.